Activities and speakers. The camp meeting had its real beginning when at 5 o'clock in the afternoon those on the grounds assembled under the sugar maple trees facing the speaker stand. Ellen White gave what we might call the keynote address. Uriah Smith reported. Sister White spoke in reference to the wants of the churches, and the objects for which we had assembled in the tented grove. These were plainly set forth, and served to put the brethren upon the right train of thought at the very commencement. Those who before had not seen the need of such a gathering, if any such there were, must have seen it, when its objects were thus clearly set forth. Ibid, September 15, 1868. Joseph Clark, a layman engaged in farming, in writing of the camp meeting, focused on this opening meeting. Sister White's testimony was such as to cause us to feel somewhat as the disciples did when they queried, "Lord, is it I?" It was full of warning. She stated that she never felt as fearful for this people as at this moment, and at the opening of this meeting she exhorted us not to converse, at this time, of loss and gain, but to speak of heavenly things. Ibid, September 22, 1868. We are not informed who spoke at the evening meeting, but most likely it was James White. At 9 o'clock, as the people made their way to their tents, they found the grounds lighted by wood fires and mounted boxes of earth, providing, as it were, street lights. As the people were retiring, J. N. Andrews made the round, pausing at each tent to inquire, "Are you all comfortable for the night?" A. W. Spaulding, Origin and History of SDAs, Volume 2, p. 12. Wednesday morning the first service was a social meeting, defined at one time by Uriah Smith as a meeting characterized by spirited and soul-cheering testimonies, the beaming eye, the voice of praise, the earnest and stirring exhortation, and often the falling tear, scenes in which faith and love flame up anew. Ibid, May 23, 1865, where believers recounted their experiences, praised the Lord, and in some cases confessed their wrongs. There were two or three such meetings each day. Through the week of meetings, 16 discourses were given, 6 by James White, 5 by Ellen White, 4 by Andrews, and 1 by Nathan Fuller, wrote Smith. We doubt if a series of more stirring, earnest, vehement, and pointed discourses were ever consecutively given. They were all aglow with the fire of present truth. The Spirit of the Lord is evidently calling the minds of His servants to the special duties and dangers of the Church at the present time. Ibid, September 15, 1868. The weather was good. Meetings were held under the trees through Sabbath. 300 people tented on the grounds. It was estimated that there were 1,000 Sabbath keepers there most of the time, many staying in the homes of church members in the right area. Some thought that on Sunday there might be as many as 3,000 on the grounds as people from the surrounding country came in, but Sunday morning a hard rain fell, and there were only 2,000 people in attendance. Meetings were held simultaneously in the two big tents. Sunday afternoon, as the sky was clearing, Ellen White spoke. Tracts were distributed freely to the crowd. Then in the evening, James White spoke from the stand on the law and the gospel. Meetings continued through Monday, the evening meeting bringing the camp meeting to a close. Smith reported of the week-long convocation that best of order reigned throughout, and no disturbance was experienced from any quarter. Ibid. Clark declared in his report. The order and regularity observed at this meeting was unusual for a meeting of this kind. If all camp meetings could be conducted as this was, we should hear of glorious results. Ibid, September 22, 1868.